And we're live.
Welcome everyone to another fantastic episode of Hooked on Sonics. I am one of your two hosts, Bruce over here, and over there, sporting another fantastic hat for Conan. That's one of the artists that we're going to be reviewing today. Conan's Evidence of Immortality and Oliver Anthony's brand new album, Hymnal of a Troubled Man's Mind. So pretty stout albums for each of us, and you know, a little bit of music news coming on, and of course we got something to drink and all that. And before we get into all of it, Tony, how are you?
Good evening.
What's up?
For all of those of you out there in Facebook land and friends and family that have been concerned about me possibly having a mental breakdown and shaving all my hair off, I'd like to reiterate, I didn't do it because of a mental breakdown.
Yeah, that was 30 years ago.
Yes, I'm having a... yes, I'm in the middle of a fucking mental breakdown, but it doesn't mean that's why I did it. No, I did it because it was the last visit we're going to get with my grandson before we take off. And I didn't want to do it behind his back, scaring. Plus, we're getting ready to go on a trip, be in salt water. All that hair, all that shit hanging off your face is no fun in that kind of a situation. So I took enough of it off. We could see it's all coming back. Calm down, people. Calm down. We will bring the beard back. Just give it a minute.
I was about ready to call you Brittany.
I know, dude. Like, my drummer Dylan is on my ass. Like, he said, you went bald. You shaved it all. I said, Dylan, I left enough that it's going to come back in, and I'll have a bit of a beard for a little while. Calm down. Tom did the same thing. What the fuck, man? I might as well shave all my shit off. So I got two nomads, like, pissed that this happened. And I'm like, guys, I had that thing on my face for 2 fucking years. 2 years is a long time to grow a beard. Mm-hmm. Okay. Most people get into what they call a yeard. Serious. If you want to see what happens with your beard, don't touch it for a fucking year. Don't do anything with it for a fucking year. And that's how I learned. It does look like the 2 year marker. I had that thing on my face for about two years and 3 months. Mm-hmm. It doesn't get much longer for me after about, I'd say, a year and a half.
Yeah.
So that's fine. I'll know what I can do with it and shape it to where I want to shape it at that point in time. This has all been a bit of a process over the last 5 years, trying to understand beard etiquette. So it will be back, I promise, for all of you who missed the lovely locks on my face. It will be back. And with that being said, Bruce, yeah. I know we're drinking tonight, man. What are you having?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, what I am having is from New Realm Brewing Company. It's an American lager, Blackberry Smoke.
Ain't that a name of a band?
It is.
Is that a band, a beer licensed for them?
Yes.
Kind of like the Iron Maiden beer.
Kinda. It says here, it's not very often that worlds collide, as in the case of this special collaboration lager. Atlanta's own Southern rock legends Blackberry Smoke got together with the award-winning brew crew at New Realm, and the rest, as they say, is history. Rock on! So, let's see. I have not had this yet.
And what type of beer is it?
It's a lager, American lager.
I like lagers.
Mm-hmm. And it says low alcohol content, 4.5% alcohol. So let's see. That's a good beer.
Good.
That is smooth. And again, it's not.
Hit it again.
Lie.
Hit it again.
Okay.
Hit it again.
Fine.
Give it a good quarter chug. There you go. Now you got a good taste of it. Drop that thing down. Let's hear that rating. Come on, Gene, put it away.
Delicious. Delicious. I could drink those a lot. And again, with that low alcohol, percentage on there, this is a social drink. You're not drinking these to get tore up. So, yeah, fantastic. And it's cool. Cool labeling.
I
Cool
do.
labeling
The
for sure.
labeling's really cool.
Yeah. So I'll hope to find some more of that. Yeah. Five. That's
Solid
great.
five.
That's solid five. Nothing
Nice.
wrong
On
with
the Blackberry Smoke from Realm Brewing.
that. New Realm
New
Brewing.
Realm Brewing. I like the idea that I'm going to keep an eye out for that for sure.
Yes,
Tonight,
sir.
the Big Tone is having another handshake off the shelf from my good friend Mr. Moot. We'll call him Bill Moot.
Moot.
I have a couple Bill buddies that actually hook me up with some rare bourbons every once in a while. We do a little swapping in and out whenever we find anything. And these are two guys that I actually give a call when I'm out bourbon hunting and out in the wild if I run across anything. But that being said, this is a Willett 10 year. I've never had this. This rings in at 126.8. I am not a fan of the Willett pot still. We've got a bottle of that. It's a very beautiful bottle. Looks like a genie bottle.
Okay.
And it's not my favorite. And I haven't no other reference with Willett as far as their bourbon goes. I'd like to have a little bit more of a reference, but time, money, finding the shit is a bit of a pain in the ass. With that being said, we got about a half a shot here.
Yeah.
Take a nice whiff. I don't know what it is, but sometimes whenever I'm sniffing and really trying to breathe in bourbons, I get a coconut hint, man. Now, I can already tell you looking at this thing, man, this thing has some pretty crazy fucking legs on it. Very silky on the glass. Maybe you guys can see that. Maybe you can't. There you go. There you go. You
Okay.
see the little glistening right there? That's there's your legs. Initial sip.
Smooth.
I knew when it hit the lips it was going to be hot. This thing just lit my whole tongue on fire. That's hot. That's hot as fuck. Don't like them that hot, man.
Now, something like that, would that give you heartburn?
It could. This could fuck me up bad.
Oof.
I don't like my whiskey that hot. We've had this discussion. You don't like your whiskey this hot. If I
No.
gave you this, you'd be pissed.
Probably.
This is non-mixable.
Ugh.
I'm gonna tell you that right now. If you mix this, you're gonna have to mix it with a lot percentage of something else to it. And this is even at this half shot, this is something you can pour in a normal drink. It's pretty hot. Reminds me of the heat from Smoke Wagon Uncut Unfiltered, and I didn't care for that one at all. I would never buy that bourbon. And I've had it a couple times, a couple different ways, and it's never been nice to me. Fuck, man. All right, let me do one more sip. Man, letting it roll around on the tongue and hang out there for a minute, man, it does got some really good notes. I can't get past the heat. I'm being honest with you, man.
Yeah.
This is like you know me. I get really critical when it comes to bourbon. This is hot. This is hotter than the 4th of July, man. Like the pit of my tongue where I was rolling that around feels like a burn. Feels like an acid burn.
Yes. This sounds horrible, by
It
the
does.
way.
Listen, it when they're that hot and they haven't managed to smooth it out somehow, it is bad. It is not the
Yeah.
way I like to drink bourbon. So with that being said, this could be a very interesting show because I'm just going to shoot this fucking thing. nothing redeeming about that for me.
No.
Nothing redeeming about that for me. That's solid. Oh, man, it does. It tastes nice when you can taste it. It doesn't taste horrible, the initial taste, but you can't get past the burn. It's hot. Two. This is two. God,
Ew.
that's a two.
I probably would have gave it a one, the way you're describing it.
You probably would have gave it a fucking zero.
Market zero.
The market zero. God bless. That's not fun at all. I don't like them that hot, man.
No.
I've had hot. Listen, I've had high. You know this. I've had high proof bourbons that are smoother than a baby's ass. Wild Turkey Rare Breed's one of them. I love that. It's a mixed. It's a blend, but I absolutely love that bourbon at that high proof. I usually drink 100 proof stuff. I like bonded stuff. This is hot, man.
Yeah.
This is not fun too. Willett
Okay.
10-year ringing in at 126.8. I would never hunt that or buy that unless I knew it was going to let me exchange for a bottle of Pappy or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm not with the shit, man. Oh, sorry about that, folks. Sorry that took a minute. It was that's when they're like that, man. It's rough. I'm not fronting out here. Damn it. That's
Damn
hot,
it.
dude. That's hotter than fuck, man.
All right. Cool, man.
Cool. And
Well,
there's your drink reviews. You got any news for me, man? I ain't got no news today.
just a little bit of news. Seen over the weekend that the lead singer, CJ Snare from Firehouse died.
I
Don't know
saw that,
exactly
dude.
what happened, but man, the outpouring of love for that guy has just been really cool to see.
I've always heard he was a cool dude, man.
Yeah, and honestly, Firehouse was never on my radar, but I
They
mean
were on mine.
they were out there still getting it, man. So
They were on mine. They were one of the many hair bands that I never got to see that I would have still liked to have seen live. And it's unfortunate because his voice is very, very iconic. Do I think anybody else could imitate it? I don't know, man. He's got his own DNA. You know what I mean? We
yeah.
talk about that all the time.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear about that, guys. Prayers go out to
Yeah.
the Firehouse guys and his family.
Absolutely. Let's see. Happy birthday to the Carl Perkins, one of the Sun Boys, the Memphis Boys, helped create that Memphis sound. He wrote Blue Suede Shoes. He was born today in 1932. Couple albums that got released. On today, which is April 9th, Jillian Welch. I know you're not familiar with Jillian Welch, but
I know
she's
who she
a,
is.
oh, okay, cool.
I know who she is.
One of her breakout albums where she was nominated for a Grammy, Revival, that was released today in 1996. And Bob Dylan's Nashville Skyline, featuring an unknown Charlie Daniels, wrote and played on that album. Was released in 1969. So,
Okay.
yeah, man.
Okay. Cool. The only
Yeah.
other news that I can think of is in the next couple of weeks, we do have some albums dropping that I'm familiar with. The new High on Fire will be dropping, I think, in a couple of weeks on the 20th, I think. Maybe. And then I do believe next week or the end of this week, the new Heavy Tempo album drops.
Sweet.
I'm looking forward to that one. I've already got both of them pre-ordered. So when I get paid on Friday, I'm probably picking up the Thinky Flesh album. I'm probably picking up the Hastronaut album. And I'm probably going to pick up one of the albums that you and I are speaking on tonight
Yeah.
just to get it on
And
the road.
there you go. Guess what? I'm going to get my Thinky Flesh before you.
What do you mean?
Because I could see him on Thursday with Green Jello.
Ah, you do. You do.
Oh,
And you know
so.
what's sad? You'll get to see them. Probably get an opportunity to hang out with them for a second. Tell them I said, hey, very,
Absolutely.
very, and I absolutely love that album. Definitely going to be picking that up this weekend. And then but I got to do it digitally.
Yeah.
I'm not going to own the physical format, because dude, I don't have room. I just don't have, you know, my digital collection's massive. And how many times did you own a CD book back in the day? And maybe your car got broken into and the book was gone, or dude, I've lost thousands of CDs, man.
Yeah, I can think of two CDs that you've lost in particular that were pretty nice.
You're welcome. I'm just out here doing my part.
Fucking. Okay, folks, I'm never going to let him live this down. So I had a soundboard recording of an Ace Frehley solo show at the Al Rosa Villa from like 1993. I think it was like the first Ace Frehley show I had ever seen. And I let this fool borrow it and crickets. Crickets. Such a great show. Great recording. Anyway. Hey, you want to see some other physical things I've picked up from our friends at Basement Records and Lost and Found Records real quick?
Yeah, but Bruce won't tell you. I go out and buy him a guitar. Bruce won't tell you.
Well,
I'm going to aim
listen.
both ways, because every time I see this when I record it, it gets weird. And it looks like I'm aiming the opposite way.
Well, the guitar made up for disc two. Disc one was. I'm just kidding. Hey, check this out. So, back in the 90s, Pink Floyd released a double album
Pulse.
called Pulse.
Yep.
I picked it up with. Look at that
Still
fantastic
working.
technology. Yep. For this little light right here, this little light of mine. Two double A fucking batteries for that. My buddy, he had that. He got it originally, and his light just went out after 30 years. So really cool.
Great album. Great
Yeah,
album.
and great packaging. Super cool packaging. Fantastic album. I love this album for sure. Let's see. Picked up a really cool Waylon Jennings box set. Just the greatest hits type thing, but I never really seen it out in the wild. So
I'm glad you, I bet you're glad to get your hands on that.
I am, because it was only $6. Cool booklet, you
Only
know.
$6 for a collection?
Yep.
From where?
Basement Records.
Is there something wrong with it?
Just that it's Waylon Jennings and he doesn't really deal much in country. I mean, he's got some, obviously, but yeah.
That's crazy, dude. You
Yeah.
got a steal on that. You know that, right?
Oh, I know.
Why
Absolutely.
don't you compare that to some eBay prices and see how well you did?
Yeah, for sure. Let's see. And just a couple more things. I picked up one of my favorite Albert King albums. On CD, Born Under a Bad Sign. This is one of his quintessential albums. And the controversial Black Sabbath 13 with the lenticular cover.
Why is it controversial?
Because not a lot of people like it. There, you got two camps, people that really like it and people that really don't. So I really like it. I enjoyed it.
No, that's the one that was missing, Geezer.
No, I thought everyone was on this.
No, somebody's not on that album.
Okay, I'll have to
Bill
look.
Ward or Geezer.
Well, hold on. I'm going to look real quick.
Take a look.
See? Of course, it's fine print, sons of bitches.
Wonderful. Grab your phone.
Let's see. There's Geezer. There's Tony.
Then it's Bill Ward.
Yep, Bill Ward.
No. Somebody's not on that album.
Well, we pretty much figured out everyone else.
No, dude. I'm
Yep.
almost positive somebody's not on that album. Give me a second.
Yeah, right here. Oh, no, I guess not. Nope.
I
I'm
told you.
wrong. Bill Ward is not on this album.
I told you. I knew it was one of the other.
Brad Wilk is doing the drums.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, that's unfortunate. Sons of bitches.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's what I think was the kind of the big controversy. 'Cause Sabbath has its own DNA. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And Bill Ward is a major piece of that DNA.
Yep. I agree. So that's what I got. And then really,
okey-dokey.
Really looking forward to this Green Jello Thinky Flesh concert on Thursday. So that's what
so
I got.
Just a quick reminder, Big Tone did go to see the Conan shows where the hats came from over the last couple of weeks. Just want to point out this venue right here, Westside Bowl. This may show up, may not show up correctly on the thing. This place was awesome. If you get a chance and in the Youngstown area to see a show here, go check this place out. Cool venue, great food, great drinks, great staff. Definitely check these guys out. Really, 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 really like this place. Westside Bowl in Youngstown, Ohio.
There you go.
Conan show. I promised you guys last week. It's just to show I'm not a liar. I don't like to be get labeled a liar. Here is your signed Conan set list from the Youngstown show at the Westside Bowl. That was signed by John and I think Dave. I don't think I ended up getting the drummer's signature. Okay. He may have went and grabbed a beer or something. With that being said, that is my news.
There you go. All right. Well, are we ready for some reviews?
I am. Who went first last week?
I think you went first last time.
You can go first this week.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Nope, I'm not playing with you.
Hey, real quick, just want to thank Slim Jelly and Thinky Flesh again for sharing the episodes and, you know, putting up a little reel with, you know, featuring you on there.
Same with West Beach, dude. West did the same thing for us. When you guys are on the show and you share the show, man, we really do appreciate it. You know, I know that we don't have a major, major following at this point in time, but you know what? Every little bit counts. And you know, if you like what you see here, once again, like, comment, subscribe, check us out on your favorite podcast station. You don't have to watch us here or see our ugly mugs here on YouTube. Our ugly mugs.
I'm a handsome and attractive person.
Only on Wednesdays. Today's not Wednesday, buddy.
That's why I'm so popular at the bowling alley. Hey, so you gave me Conan's latest album, Evidence of Immortality. They've actually just released a single not too long ago. But this is the latest album from 2022.
No,
so,
I think it was released last year.
My notes said it was August 19th of 22. So
now, if I remember correctly, I gave it one of my top five of the year, or possibly even my top three of the year for last year. So,
interesting.
Double check that info.
Yeah. Well, I'll make corrections at the end or something.
Because they're on tour on this album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, let me start off with the cover art. Cool cover art. It's some sort of warrior just getting absolutely just decimated by fucking spears and just laying there on the ground. So cool reddish background color. Really cool artwork. And they're pretty, I looked at a lot of their different covers. That's one of their fortes. Excuse me. Great cover art. So, real quick, where are these guys based out of?
I want to say Great Britain.
You're right.
I'm 100% positive they're Great Britain because we got to talking about that. I have a lot of British heritage in my bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
Me and John did.
I believe they're out of Birmingham.
I believe so. Yeah.
Yep.
Birmingham.
Same as,
yeah.
Yep. Same as Sabbath. And you can kind of tell.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Heavy influence, obviously. In
heavy
any
is
of this.
An understatement.
Yeah.
Heavy is an understatement, too. When it comes to these dudes, heavy is an understatement. Let me explain. These guys tune to F. F. That's low, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's just weight bearing. Absolutely weight bearing load.
Yeah.
C is weight bearing, but Jesus Lord, you want to get fucked? F.
Yeah.
For fucked. Yeah.
So let's start with the first with the well, let me say this. First off, there was like six songs on this, and it's almost an hour. So, give or take, almost an hour. The first song is 10 minutes long. And that is A Cleaved Head No Longer Plots.
What a great title.
Yeah, it's a cool title. Not a great opener. It's slow and it's 10 fucking minutes long.
That's normal for Doom, you know this.
I get it. It's got some cool guitar in it. Really cool vocal delivery. When you look at John, you don't expect that voice to come out of him. So that was kind of neat.
It sounds
How
like a
would you?
battle voice, like a battle cry. That's
Yeah.
what his voice sounds like to me, like a battle, like a war cry going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's amazing, dude. And it's very unique to him.
Yeah. No. I agree. It's really interesting drum pattern. I'm going to say that a lot throughout all six of these songs. Great drum work all throughout this. The time signatures that this dude just kind of pulls out of his ass in the middle of a song sometimes. Just whoa. Okay, that's interesting. So yeah, one of the standouts for me, definitely the drumming and the vocals on this. Let's see, what else do I got on here? Yeah, the drums is for me. I've got drums are probably the best part of the song, all in all.
Really, those riffs are heavy,
Yeah,
dude. Dude, those riffs are heavy,
that's great.
dude.
It's heavy. I gave it a B. It's not a great song.
All right.
It's not a great song. Sorry,
Not
you
to you,
suck.
that's fine.
Yeah. Next one, Levitation Hoax. This should have been the fucking opener.
I would probably not disagree with that, dude. It's a
Yes.
that's a killer fucking tune. That's probably my favorite
Fuck.
tune on the album, dude.
This is one of my favorite Conan songs altogether.
Yeah.
I love this fucking song.
Yeah, Levitation Hoax is fucking great. How long is it?
I think that was only like 5 minutes.
Six or five, six
Yeah, something
minutes,
like that. It wasn't
yeah.
terrible. Let's see what I've got. Great intro. It's one of my favorite ones. I love the little chorus. I am the unborn son of the unborn son. Yeah. Let's see. There's a cool tempo change about halfway through. And again, fucking great drumming on this. Yeah, so I gave this an A, absolute solid A, and again, one of my favorite Conan songs of all their stuff. So,
Good, good. Did you get to?
yep.
I mean, now you're sitting here saying of all their stuff. Something tells
Of
me you
what I've
could.
heard,
Something tells me you've listened to a little bit more than
yeah,
this album.
I've listened to like three or four albums.
Nice. Thanks for at least giving it a shot. I
Of
like that.
course, I'm not a savage.
And some days you are.
Yeah, here we go.
Here we go. Here comes the savagery.
Ritual of Anonymity. Another fucking A. Kick ass, upbeat, great vocals.
Johnny King, I believe that is on drums.
Yeah, yep. And then it's a great 3 minute song. So, I mean, it's a standard length song. It's fucking to the point and it's great. Fucking great tempo. Love this song.
What do we give it?
A.
So that's two A's
Two A's.
and a B.
Equilibrium of Mankind. It's a nice riff. It really interesting drum pattern. Eh. It wasn't a standout track for me. I gave it a B. Didn't have much to say on it. Next one is Righteous Alliance. Again, pretty similar to me in like tone and everything, and just style and just song structure. Pretty similar to Equilibrium. It's cool. So there are cool guitar effects around the 5 minute mark on that. Again, I gave it a B. It's not a great song. It's okay. I liked it, you know. And then the last, wait a minute. Yeah, last one already. Grief Sequence.
It's a long one.
Yeah,
It's a long
14
one,
minutes.
but it's
Instrumental.
instrumental. And as an instrumental piece, how do you feel about that? I know instrumentals aren't really your thing,
I
let
like
alone
it.
long ass songs being your thing.
No, I will push back on you on that. I like instrumentals if they go somewhere. I put down on my notes 7 minutes in, and this has gone nowhere. It's the same riff, the same and it was that exact same thing for 14 minutes.
So listen, think about that and think about the title.
Greasy. Yeah. It's a good riff.
Would you say the title fits the song?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
You gotta think about these other elements, man. Listen, I'm not trying to influence your decision.
No,
All I'm
you are
asking
trying to
is
influence it, and I'm just telling you.
I'm trying to tell you, think about encapsulating that. Like, why is this called grief sequence? God, this is a grieving sequence of events, just sequence of grief, just over and over a grievous, you know, like, listen, and
Okay,
I get it. I get that maybe you didn't pick that up.
but no. Well, okay. Well, let's just say, okay, let's go down your line of thinking. There are stages of grief.
There are.
This didn't get past stage one.
Yeah, I get it. You're telling me there's absolutely no change in that song whatsoever.
Very, very little. Again, I went through this. It, nothing where it's like, oh, hey, there's something different. No.
Right.
So, I gave it a B plus. I like the musicianship on it,
Yeah.
but man, it just went nowhere. That's a whole long of nowhere.
And man, you guys got to understand, if we give something a C, it's earned a C. It's just become this average song to us.
Yeah.
While something's a B, it's good. You know, we may listen to it again. We may or may not skip over it, but C is something that would probably be skipped over.
Probably. Yeah.
Probably, you know, more than likely skipped over. Boom.
Yeah.
So just kind of understand that scale. And that's where it sits for me. Anything that gets a D, I mean, there's some musicianship there, but not much.
Yeah.
Yeah. And an
Yep.
F is just well, I don't know if we had too many Fs on board aside from
Great
some,
cat.
for you, not me. I still love the Great Cat.
I know you do, Pumpkin. So I will say this. All in all, it's an okay album. I really liked Existential Void Guardian a lot better. And that's back from that was the album previous to that from 2018.
Good album too. Very good
Yeah.
album.
All in all, it's probably a great representation of the genre. It's a punishing album. I mean, this album will fucking hit you in the face. And again, for this genre, that's what you're looking for. I can definitely tell how this would be a super crazy live event. Like I know you were just saying when you went and seen him, you just got your head bucking bashed in that it was, you know, that powerful,
They
that
were great,
heavy.
dude.
I get it. I appreciate that. This one, there was other Conan albums that I like better.
That's respectful.
I'm not saying this is a shit album. I'm just saying it's good.
But you
So,
like the album enough to check out other Conan shit. Let's hear that rating.
7.5.
And 8 is at the point where I would look at other shit.
I was curious because what I did when before you even gave me this album, I started listening to them just like on Spotify. They have just kind of like
Just
a
a
little,
random playlist.
yeah. And I'm like, okay, I dig that, dig that, dig that. I think the first song was like Flamethrower, Flamethrower. I was like, dude, I really like that fucking song. And so I just kept going. I'm like, man, all these songs that I kept really going back to was from that Existential Void Guardian. So I was like, okay.
Monos
So,
is great. Monos
yeah,
is really
Monos is
good.
really good.
Monos is really fucking good. Yeah, man. No, and that's understandable. I could see that for a Conan album for an average listener or somebody who's not super familiar with them. I could see that. I completely see that. Is it out of six tracks, are all six tracks bangers? For me, the majority of them are. Okay, including Grief Sequence. I can just let Grief Sequence spin while I'm on a late night drive. You know what I mean? Just a long stretch of highway. Da -na 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 -na. That's a lot of fun. You know what I mean? For me, the album is a solid 8.75. There are other Conan albums I like better, but there's nothing wrong with this album to me, and I will still spin it. And I've been and I've been spinning it since it dropped. You know, it's a good album, man, in my opinion.
And again, Doom is more your thing. I like elements of it. I like, of Doom. There,
You like
but
aspects of it.
I like aspects of it.
You
I
respect the
respect
fact
it.
where it comes from, as far as the Sabbath sound and Sabbath tones and shit. You know what I
I
mean?
respect
And
the musicianship on a lot of it.
oh yeah, dude.
A lot of the vocal deliveries of Doom, I don't really care for. I don't like the sludgy shit too much, but I like John's vocals, and I really enjoy the shit out of the drumming on this. So, yeah, 7.5.
Man, you may have just fucking fucked me in the head and just set my album I was going to give you over to a different direction.
Oh, please, no more Doom.
It's not Doom. It'd be New Orleans Sludge.
Oh,
But
fuck.
unlike anything you've heard before. I know Scott's turned you on to this band. You ever listen to Acid Bath?
Is Acid Bath, did they have the album with the cover of with the clown on it?
Yep.
Yeah, I think I've heard that album.
Yeah, that's a that's
I think it's been a minute. Anyway.
yeah, the Acid Bath when the Kite String Pops, one of my favorite albums and one of my favorite of the sludge, New Orleans sludge genre. I think we only got really two albums and maybe a demo from the fellas in Acid Bath before there was a tragedy that struck, and I can't remember exactly what happened. I do know I think believe a member passed away in of some sort of fashion, and I know that from what I've read in interviews, certain members would like to put things back together and certain members would not, because of what happened with the deceased member. But yeah, dude, if you ever get the chance, man, Acid Bath, only two albums worth of material, but I guarantee, knowing your musical taste, even though you say you don't like sludge, this is sludge, and it's New Orleans sludge, and it's you just got to hear it, man, because there's some really good stuff there, like Cassie Eats Cockroaches. What a title. Good stuff, man. You gotta check it out. I don't know
There
that that's the album I'm gonna give you. I kind of want to stick to the album I have in hand because
go. Okay.
I'm pumped about it. All right,
Okay.
going forward to Tones review.
Yeah.
And you gave that album a 7.5.
7.5.
All
It
right.
didn't turn me off from Conan, but
Well, it made you look more, and
yeah.
that means a lot. Because you found something there that you dig, obviously. Levitation Hoax. What a great song. All right. I had Oliver Anthony, Hymnal of a Troubled Man, or Hymnal of a Troubled Man's Mind. I've been doing this thing lately where I say a few words about the album, and I can't say much about this album like that because I think it's best if I keep my words minimal on this album. In case you're not familiar with Oliver Anthony, sometime last year or the year before, this gentleman blew up through social media for his song Richmond, North of Richmond. And literally, I can't say I've seen anything like this in a long time. because it was literally an overnight sensation. People would go, "Oh, what about Jelly Roll? What about Jelly Roll?" Jelly Roll wasn't an overnight sensation. This dude has worked his ass off. You guys don't understand Jelly Roll's struggle. If you think just out of nowhere, "Oh, I've heard of Jelly Roll," sorry, folks. This dude's been on the scene in music for a long fucking time. Oliver Anthony, I don't know that about. All I know is out of nowhere, we heard this guy. We got Richmond, north of Richmond, and people attach themselves to it because it is the human element of those songs. Although patriotic, there's still a human element there. And like Jelly Roll, he speaks to the people. People understand and people can feel his words and sayings. Well, make no bones about it, Oliver Anthony is obviously a very Christian man. He does things a lot for the cause of religion. This album was released on Easter. He felt compelled to do so, as we have mentioned before. I understand why the album was released on Easter. I'm going to preface this by saying almost half of the tracks are him reading words of scripture. I'll talk further about that in a minute. The other half of the tracks are actually music. Let me go ahead and explain something real quick. Remember that shot I took earlier? Really dried my throat out.
Look like it.
It's got my throat hurting. I'll never have that shit again. Let me make that very clear, folks. It's going to be a hard review to do just because I've got to go through these things. When it comes to the scripture stuff, I'm not rating it. Not going to do Not going to do it. Not my place to. Let's make that clear.
I
But I
would
am
say
going
they
to.
are very poignant.
They are very poignant. They are very
There's a
to the.
purpose.
There's a purpose behind them, and if you listen to the song following them, they kind of make sense. Okay, so they're very important aspects of the album, I believe. If you are a Christian person, this album should touch you. If you're not a Christian person, this album could touch you. That's where I see it being an album not for everybody. People are out there in this crazy world, for whatever reason, they would probably skip past all of the religious stuff because they don't want to hear it. And I'm not saying that to be mean, I'm saying that because this is the honest world we live in. Even just to keep your mind open long enough to say, "Hey, here, I wonder what he's saying here." Most people will probably listen to it one time and they'll skip it. That's just the world we live in. I will tell you, I liked this album very much so. And the word that come out, and you'll never hear me say anything more minimalistic than this, probably. This album's relevant. That is the top word that comes to mind. This album is relevant. Whether you're feeling it or not, there are a lot of people feeling this album because of its relevancy. This album is heavy. This is heavier than some doom shit I've ever listened to. Emotionally heavy. But it's a beautiful album. So I'm going to get into my review. Track one would be, and forgive me if I pronounce this wrong. I should have called my mom and asked.
Ecclesiastics.
Okay, from Ecclesiastes chapter 5, probably verse 1. Track two is Rich Man's Gold. I gave this an A, and I guess said it was a cool opener. And it sets the pace for the album. It really does. If you've not heard any Oliver Anthony before, this is pretty much what you're going to get for the rest of the album. Track three from Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, probably verse 2. Then we go into track four, Doggone It. Doggone It. I gave this an A plus. Possibly too real for some people, is what I put this down. This is possibly too real for some people. And I think that's why this guy can speak to the people, or at least a certain group of people. Whether you want to say he's right or left, but I'm going to tell you something. I believe in this track, he doesn't point it at right or left. He calls it like it is.
He
He
calls out everyone.
calls it out like I see it. And this isn't a political show, but I
No.
will tell you, he's not wrong.
Nope. Nope. And you know what? Honestly, I think all in all, he does a good job at calling bullshit on everyone.
Yep.
Like, he's for common people, people who are out here
And
fucking
that's
busting.
and that is the common human working class element. This is what this music is. I've got to get sober is track number five. Gave this one an A. Heavy on the soul. This is a heavy on the soul. I felt this. I've got to get sober, but it's just not going to happen tonight. Not fucking tonight. Gave it an A. From Ecclesiastes chapter 4, track 6. Track 7, Cobwebs and Cocaine. Gave this an A plus. I absolutely did not see it coming, but I love the electric guitar on this. Absolutely love the electric guitar on this. That's why I gave it an A plus. Track 8 from Ecclesiastes chapter 1. Track 9, Hell on Earth. I gave this a B.
I figured you would.
I liked it, but not as much as the rest. You know what I mean? Is it skippable? Nah, that's why it's a B. You know? Just not my favorite track on the album. Track 10 from Matthew chapter 24. Track 11, I Want to Go Home. I want to say first off, I'm familiar with this track. This would be the second track I would actually hear from Oliver Anthony after Richmond, North of Richmond. So if you were paying attention to him around that time, you're probably familiar with that track. I gave this an A plus. It's heavy. I've heard it before. And mental health. I really feel that since COVID, we've had a rampant increase of mental health. You and I have discussed this in length. And some of the things we're seeing are really due to society's mental health, you know? And I'm a victim of that. You and I have discussed that. You've dealt with some of it. You're a bit of a victim of it too. I think, and once again, I don't want to get into a big rigmarole. This guy's made discussion about how he's just writing songs to deal with his everyday life, man. And I'll tell you, I play music because it is an outlet. And I lost that outlet for about 6, 7 years. Good track. Very, very good track. Feeling Pretty Good. Gave this an A plus. This album is back to a nonstop. And I put Truth beside that. Yeah. Truth, you know. Track 13 from Proverbs chapter 3. Track 14. Always love you like a good old dog.
If that ain't country, I'll kiss your
I
ass.
gave that an A and I said it was cute because it was. As just a, I don't understand how something like that couldn't be on the radio for this guy. You know, it's a cute song, man. From Ecclesiastes, I can't remember what it said there. I track 15. Track 16, VCR Kid. I gave this an A plus. And asterisk this standout track. So deep. So fucking I can remember being a VCR kid.
Oh, yeah.
And I loved this song. This is probably one of my favorite tracks off the album, if not my favorite. Track 17 from Matthew chapter 10. Track 18, Mama's Been Hurting. I gave this an A plus and said that was a great closer. That could probably be a single. Mama's Been Hurting. Do I think that country radio is going to pick this guy up? No. No. Because the truth of the matter is, this gentleman is playing country music, bluegrass, blues. And he's just a little too fucking real for most people to handle. People say they want the truth and they want the real. Let me tell you something. This guy's just speaking of his perspective. And I bet there's a lot of people in America that feel this way. I bet
Oh,
there's a lot of
yeah.
people all over the world that feel this way. He's found a way to touch people. I think he could find himself in gospel, although I don't know if gospel would have him with the language. This guy's got a promising career to the right people. Now, while I gave this album on all tracks as far as songs go, A's, A pluses, and 1B out there, it's because of the Bible scripture tracks that I don't know that this is going to hit everybody the same way. I think any good hard class working, bust your ass fucking blue collar worker could find level ground with this album. I don't have a problem with the Bible scripture stuff. It's
Nope.
just, it's part of the presentation to me.
It works.
It does.
It's appropriate.
For the album, for sure.
Yes.
But I have to grade this on what my personal view of this album is. And do I think this is for the average listener? Once again, I think anybody who is a blue class collar worker could find common ground with this album. I think anybody upset with the way they see things going for any side of the fence can find common ground with this album. And I really wish people wouldn't take music and politicize it. I really don't wish that people would. I understand that there are genres that rely heavily on political influence and stuff like that. But I think that if you choose a side, you separate your audience and you lose people. I can't ding this horribly for anything. It's soulful, it's heavy, it's relevant, man. That's a word that sticks out. It's relevant. It's fucking relevant. I'm giving it a 9.
Solid nine.
I can't give it a I can't give it a 10 because I don't know that this is for everybody. And
Okay.
for me,
What if it's just you?
it's a 9.
Okay.
It'll get solid rotation in my ride, and that's about it. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, whether I'll be the type to skip over the things. Usually they're not that long, so they're not painstaking or anything. It's just not my music. You know what I mean? Do like This is for you as what Doom is for me. Right. And that's what,
Probably.
and that's why I give it a nine. This is more closer to your realm than it is my realm.
Correct.
And with that being said, I'm not knocking it and saying it's by any means a bad album. It's a solid nine, dude.
Yeah.
It's a solid nine. To some people out there, it's going to be a 10 banger all day. But for me, it's going to see rotation in my ride, but it's not something I'm going to listen to every day
Yeah.
because it's not my main genre.
Yep.
So, and that's where the nine comes from. So with that being said, what do you give it?
I'm going to give it a 10, even though I also gave a ding to Hell on Earth. His vocal performance on that was just off. There was something off with it, and
The whole track felt a little off as opposed to what was going on in the album.
I've listened to this album pretty much every day since it came out. I enjoyed the shit out of it. I think just a couple little standouts for me. His vocal performance on Cobwebs and Cocaine.
Oh, vocally, he's definitely. I don't think people really understand what it takes to do what he does vocally.
No, I agree. I agree.
And to be honest with you, what makes that the way it is he's singing from his soul, dude. There's nowhere else that comes from. You can't just make that tone. You have to feel every word that you're saying to convey it that way.
When he released the album, he did say that this was where he was at up until a couple of years ago, and he needed to put these songs out on a proper release so he didn't feel bad about moving on to the next songs. So he's already working on the next album, but he wanted to give these things a proper release. I love the instrumentation, the little flourishes of the other
Oh, yeah.
band. Caleb Dillard's on this album, Joey Davis is on this album, and I think a couple other people are on this album too. It's not overpowering. It's not a bunch of studio work. It's
Oh,
still
dude,
raw,
let me tell you
and
something.
they
It
punch in
sounds amazing.
perfectly.
Sonically, it sounds amazing.
Yes.
It is probably one of the best sonically albums I've heard in that genre in a long, long, long time. Everything is as crystal clear as a bell. And like you said, it's the little nuances, the little flourishes, like you said, that really shine on this. And vocally, man, I don't know too many people other than guys like Chris Stapleton that can sing with that kind of soul, dude.
So for me personally, this is a 10 all day, even with that slight ding on Hell on Earth. Everything else on this album, I can't wait for the next thing.
I'm just glad that over the last few reviews, I've been able to give some solid reviews to your albums because I get a little discouraged sometimes when you lay some of this shit on me. And it's just like, this really is the farthest from my genre, not my favorite shit. I don't listen to this shit every day, you know, and it, to me, I'm not saying that to be mean to crap on country music. Please don't get me wrong. It's just not the stuff I listen to, man. Like, it's very rare that you'll jump in my car and you'll catch me listening to any country music. Huh?
Right.
You
Well, I
know
know
that.
that. Oh, I
You
know
know that
that.
from me. But you've jumped in my ride and went, "Well, who the hell is this?" And it's
Right.
something off the wall. You know what I mean?
But that's why I love this show, because we do come from completely different perspectives on some of this stuff. And, Doom drives me crazy a lot, but I appreciate it enough where I can pick out the really good stuff.
To you.
And I love being introduced to just different stuff, and same so do you, even though
I do.
you go kicking and screaming sometimes.
I do all right.
Oh,
Once again, say thank you to the Thank You Flesh people out there. I can't thank you enough for sharing my rating on your guys' thing. I was over there on the social media and whatnot. I meant every word that I said. That album was a lot of fun. That album may very well possibly make my top five of the year so far. So it's just a
yep.
fun album, and it is definitely one of those albums when I'm talking to people and they go, "Hey, Tony, what do you suggest listening to?" These last few albums are going to be very easy to give off. And plus all the Doom stuff that I listen to and other things. We've been on a pretty good roll and we've been turning each other on to some pretty good stuff. I'm hoping I can knock it out of the park with this one as well.
Yep.
You gave, moving into the other reviews, let's talk about the reviews we just did. We gave Oliver Anthony a 9 and a 10, 9 from me, 10 from you. And we gave Conan's Evidence of Mortality, it's a solid 8.75 from me and a 7.5 from you. So
Yes.
those are your ratings on that. Moving forward, before we go on, once again, if you like what you see here, please like, comment, subscribe, hit that notification bell down below. You get tuned into us, and we are usually on every Tuesday. An episode is usually uploaded somewhere right around midnight. Small heads up, we will be doing next week's show, and we will be probably taking a week off. Big Tone will be in the seas of the Mexican Ocean and the Gulf Ocean, and nervous as shit. The
That
Gulf of Mexico, scared as shit. I don't mean to be. I've got a lot going on, and I got to get to that point before I
Yes,
can even think
sir.
about a real vacation. So, with that being said, we will not be having an episode right around the 20th. I want to say that is
Sure.
so. With that being said, we will be back the following week. We also have the end of season finale coming up. Bruce and I have discussed this, and I think it's okay if we haven't made you aware of it yet. We're going to have about four special guests on, and we are going to be reviewing our top five debut releases from bands. Okay. Bruce, I think it's about time we hand off a couple albums. You ready?
Oh, we sure are. So, this group reached out to me via Twitter, and also follow us on Twitter, guys. Just started
They
that
call it
up.
X now, don't they?
Oh, whatever. Yes, I'm old. Whatever. Yeah,
I
on
don't.
X.
You control that. I don't touch the shit.
Shut up. Anyway,
Hey.
but this band reached out to us, sent me a link of a couple different songs for me to listen to. I really dug their stuff. And so I really wanted to share it with you, Tone. I am giving you, the band is called Universal Theory, and the album is called Collapse.
Collapse.
Yes.
All right. You ready for mine?
Sir, yes, sir.
So you are going to be familiar with a guitar player on in this band. You actually rated his album very, very fucking high. And I just kind of went back and checked this album out again here recently because this guy, he does stay in my rotation, and this band, a couple albums of theirs stay in my rotation. I thought, man, I gotta dump this shit on Bruce. I've been having a hard time coming up with shit that I'm going to give you. I'm pretty sure you're going to get an Acid Bath album next time around. We'll hold off on that, but I want to give you this album for sure. I am giving you Immortal, Immortal. The name of the album is Sons of Northern Darkness. This is a black metal band out of Norway. And you are familiar with the guitar player and singer, Abbat. Abbat. And let me tell you, I listened to this album again today. And still, I think this album is a wonderful fucking album. I hope you have fun with it. I know that black metal's not your thing. I had to pull you out of the doom realm for a second and bring you over into this and show you where Abbat got his roots. So I think that you're going to really enjoy this album. I could easily have given you another Abbott album, but no, I think you should check the there's if there were two albums I'd tell you to check out from Immortal, my favorite would definitely be Sons of Northern Darkness and Blizzard Beasts.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff.
All right. Sweet. Here we go.
And that will be next week's episode. Bruce, thank you
Yeah.
so much for hanging out tonight. As always, it's been a blast. Thank you all for hanging out this evening. As always, it's been a blast. Please like, comment, subscribe again. Bruce, you got anything to say before we roll?
Sure do.
I want to hear it.
All right. Well, the liquor and the bowl, they've been numbing my soul from the pain that the world's put on me. But I know that upstairs that are there's an old man who cares, and one day he'll set me free.
Thank you, Oliver Anthony, for those fine lyrics. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Tone. Over there is obviously Bruce. We're hooked on Sonics. We'll see you.
See ya.